Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest, one of our awesome CyberBackers. Kenneth, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm great, but still adjusting to the work hours, CyberBacker.
Okay, so really appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. Really, really appreciate you being on the show. So start things off then. How long have you been with CyberBacker, Ken?
I've just been 5 months. Oh. So, yeah.
5 months so far. Yeah. First job, or did you have any experience before CyberBacker?
This is my second job, actually.
Gotcha. So tell us something about your background and what pushed you to join CyberBacker then.
Well, currently I'm an admin assistant here at CyberBacker, and I was actually a team leader before at a corporate office, just like many of you guys here at CyberBacker. Mm-hmm. And it was 6 years. Don't get me wrong, I love my job, but working from home has its advantages, and I like taking some time for myself, and actually CyberBacker really helped me get the time that I was, dreaming of. I wanted to say that.
Really, you got more time then for yourself ever since you started with CyberBacker, am I right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So where did you first hear about CyberBacker then?
I actually forget already, but I think it was from LinkedIn or Indeed.
LinkedIn or Indeed. Yeah. Okay, so online then. So appreciate our social media team for spreading the word about CyberBacker there. So far in the past few months then that you've been with CyberBacker, what's been the most surprising or interesting part of it?
Oh, well, I think there's only one thing that really amazed me. Everyone here is approachable. When you, example, I chat them, even the VPs or directors, I wasn't expecting that they could reply to me today because when I chat them, they just reply in minutes. So from my previous experiences, when you email from your colleagues, they are so busy that they won't have the time for you. But here in CyberBacker, everyone is just always available. Even they have meetings or are always busy, they give time. Yeah. It's
readily available here in CyberBacker. Even our CEO actually, right? Greg is just a message away every time. So being it, you've had experience being a team leader, 6 years is what you talked about earlier. How do you see your skills and your experiences to contribute to the goal of CyberBacker?
As of now, I can't say that my skills and experiences from before have already contributed or provided a major impact for CyberBacker, but I can say that I have delivered the needs and requirements of my client regarding visualization of processes and flows and providing thoughts on these projects. Actually, my main job is to check that his calendar, his emails, and some when he wants to document some things. So I think I delivered them, and I hope I could do a well job continuously and sustain this.
Of course, just being your best version, of course, towards your client, towards your cyber CEO, that's already huge help to what the vision of CyberBacker is right there. So any early achievements or any early success that you'd like to share with us that's been happening so far in the past few months?
Well, 5 months is short, but small things. Even I am just an admin assistant, starting with that. I think it is very important for us to do the best that we can provide for our clients, because they are the one paying for us. They should matter the most. But the success and achievement, I can say, is not really within CyberBacker, but what But with what CyberBacker has provided me, I was able to move to the place where I really love, and it's near the beach. And I'm very thankful for that. It is when I was working in a corporate office, I noticed, why am I I'm always going to places where I love, why not stay there, right? And CyberBacker really paved the way for that.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Of course, one of the short-term goals that you've had, just imagine just in a span of 5 months, you've already reached that. Imagine what you can do, let's say, in a year's time with CyberBacker, right?
Very exciting, right?
Yeah. So how do you see yourself growing and developing here in CyberBacker in the near future, you think?
Well, I'm looking forward to staying in this, if it's with CyberBacker for more than 5 years. I hope I could take on more challenges or in-depth learning and high-level decision-making with CyberBacker, so I could help the company grow and be more in harmony with my colleagues.
Right there. Awesome goals right there for the future. Now, a lot of people that I talk to on the show really have this, they get surprised when it comes to the culture within CyberBacker. How about you? Did you have that same feeling?
Yes, I did. And I'm still having that surprise. I'm still in the adjustment period. I worked with a Japanese company and all of our job was released. You know, we have a job description for each movement. But here in, well, the American culture is surprising for me. And in CyberBacker, we do have independence and everything is just, I don't know the word for that, but it's spontaneous.
Spontaneous. There we go. There we go. A lot of spontaneity here in CyberBacker. Of course, a lot of fun as well. Now, being it you're not really very new, but really new here in CyberBacker just for the past 5 months, what advice would you be able to give to new CyberBackers that are listening to us right now when they're just starting their journey within the company?
I think it's very important to continue learning. Even if you have 5 months or 10 years of experience, or I've heard that there were previous managers from previous companies who worked for CyberBacker, but we will not really end our learning because there's still something new to learn and it will help us a lot.
Absolutely agree with you there. Just never stop learning. Just be a sponge, especially when you have the opportunity to grow and learn, especially here in CyberBacker. Now, one last thing. Of course, one of our core values, which is already written there in your background relationship. So for sure, there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with us. So this is the time. Would you want to give them a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to them, Kim?
Of course. Yes, I'm very thankful to Jason, the VP for franchising. So he is my client. And to Nell, he's the franchise coordinator. They have helped me a lot, even though they are, I really don't have a head backer, so they took the role of being my head backer and my trainer. Claudio also helped me a lot in all those data, and without, you know, as I have previously explained to you, they're all approachable. Even though they have a lot of meetings, they really helped me.
There we go. So, Kenneth, we're really, really excited to see your continued success here in CyberBacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a CyberBacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, Kenneth, again, thank you very much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.